This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Harper Audio presents Green Glowing Skull by Gavin Corbett, read by Adam Moore. A thought will fly from us and only return again in the darkness, crying in a thin, childish voice which we may not comprehend until, with aching minds, listening and divining, we at last fashion for it those symbols which are its protection and its banner. James Stevens, The Croc of Gold. Chapter 1. Ricard Villelie's first job in New York was as a reporter for a small local newspaper. He did not stay long in the job, because it was apparent that the other people who worked in the newspaper were doing so as a sort of retirement project. He felt guilty spending time with them when, after all, he had fled his elderly parents in Ireland. The stories the newspaper wanted him to investigate seemed designed to frighten him off New York. In his first week, he was asked to write about the city's wild Shih Tzu population. It was said that a person...